Some of these are true both that we've studied sometime in the past, but my policy is that over 40 years of some 40 some odd years of reading Shiurim, I cannot avoid repeating myself two or three times.
Did you bring your...
Which I think I have read.
Okay, so I want the stuff that starts off with the Gemara and Kindness, but I want to study the, first of all, the Chuba of the Sima Sadesha, which is, this is unnumbered pages, but it's about 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dated 3-18-98.
It's right after the English stuff.
Yeah.
No, we had agreed.
But I didn't agree.
I don't think the women agreed.
See.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, the women here constitute a majority.
So. Maybe your wife kind of talk.
All right. So let's go first. Go through this Shuba of the Tumah Sadeshin. Komer Pakif, a powerful priest. Osav, or a prince. He is of Selah. O Shativa Erev Kavua Bavigdoa Bakova. He has a cross embroidered into his garment or on his hat. Uvayahu Dikane Gola Chavdo. Ula Shachavoklo, Vala Asir Mitznachot, Mitznachtomi Menu, Shavi Ovosu. Can a Jew doff his hat like that and bow down to a powerful priest, a bishop, or a prince, when in fact that prince has a cross embroidered into his clothes? Tshuva. Yira'eh, the tov lizaher v'limnoa b'chol ha'yecholet v'lishtachavot ne'gdol v'chahayyam. It's best to try to avoid this. V'hayishtachaviya, bowing down, since it's part of the avodah tamim, or at least characterized as such, if you bow down to any form of idolatry whatsoever, even if that's not the normal way of worship of that particular avodah zarah, it's nevertheless reliable. I remember from my youth. This is a Tumah Sadeshin writing. And he says, I remember from my youth, Shahakomem Reproisim. I guess that's the bishop from Prussia, I suppose. Shahayaba Vina, Mumuna al Kala Nachasim Shahayusha Reproisim. And he was appointed to be in charge of all of the property in the whole country. All of those priests used to have the symbol of a cross embroidered into their sleeves. When the Jews used to pay him a visit for business purposes, and he knew that they would resist giving him due honor because of the cross that was there. He used to fold the sleeve up and cover the symbol, so that he could give him the honor. I remember the Rav used to tell this story that when he once was invited to give some lecture at one of the Catholic schools, Cardinal Cushing arranged to have all of the crosses and the, not removed, but covered in some way so that it wouldn't give offense. So there were periods of time in which there's a certain degree of tolerance.
Here it was financial.
Here it was financial. There, in the case of Cardinal Cushing, I guess it was the... Okay. Well, his sister was married to a Jew.
Yeah.
Right.
Schumann.
Schumann.
Right. 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 Right.
Amnam, nevertheless, matzati mamash kinidon zeh hatakat shuvat narogitzach le'ofenhan v'zeh l'shonel. I found an actual tshuva from Adadesha saying, dealing with precisely this point. Aladot ha'komrim sheyesh lehen tzelem kavua lefnehem b'vikdehem mutal lakum b'fnehem b'lasir ha'kova. Is one allowed to stand up in the presence of such a priest? Nirah li shemutar l'shtachavot lehem v'lakum b'fnehem b'lasur ha'kova negnehem me'achar she'ein osin atzvam avodah zarah. They themselves are not, don't consider themselves to be worshipped. Whenever a service, nevadim here doesn't mean in the sense of religious worship, but whatever honor is given to them is only because of their prestige, shehem sarim, because of their political power. Lo mepnei shatiba erev shalehem, not because of the cross that they happen to bear. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we've studied several times, which says that it's permissible to bow to another human being when this bowing is a form of civil honor as opposed to a form of religious act. Alma mutar l'shtachavot l'mi she'enu ne'avah. Aval mikal makom yatsim einav b'chol ha'yecholet. He should at least try to close his eyes so that he doesn't actually see the cross. O yakum terem bo amad kam l'shana. In other words, whereas halachically it may be permissible, it still was so repulsive, an idea that the Jew would bow down in the presence of a cross, even though he wasn't bowing to the cross, but rather to the prince or the priest who's actually wearing it, that he should try to avoid it.
How about Mar Zion for others?
Now, others would know that he's exactly in that same condition. Ubilvat she'elo tzelen b'fanav she'lo yehe nirek mishtachad el atzel. He takes care of your Mar Zion question, right? Assuming that there was no actual statue or cross. V'haki yitim atosos per kval gadol. Why, if according to Rava, a person is allowed to worship, a person is not liable for the death penalty if he worships Avodah Zarah out of fear, because Haman was carrying two statues across his chest. If you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and the guy bearing a cross comes in front of you, you shouldn't bow down to Modin. You should finish your Shmoneh Esrei standing up, but avoid bowing. It's possible that if you can pick up the money in such a way that it doesn't give the impression that you're bowing down to it, not that nobody sees them, but if it doesn't give the appearance of bowing, in other words, just simply go down with your back up and your knees bent or something like that, or you bend over sideways, or you pick up the money in such a way that you don't give the appearance of bowing. If there's a fountain in front of Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't bow to drink. But if it doesn't give that appearance, then it's permissible. That he faces in the opposite direction, or the tzadim, or kahayav. Even though anyone who's saying this would presume that you're bowing down, even if you're bowing down in the direction of the idol, that someone sees you're bowing down to pick up the money or to drink from the fountain, nevertheless, afal pi kein asur el imken shiyehei eino nireb guf ishtachadiyah. He should not give the appearance of physically bowing down. V'hu adin b'tzalim b'vigdo, da'af al-gav d'yesh l'tlot b'shul ha'gdula m'shtachaveh, lo b'shul ha'tzara, lo shor. Even though someone might say that you're bowing down for out of honor to the person, and not because of the presence of the cross or the symbol, it's not permissible. The Shema yesh lomar, the kishin is paslu lo mo'ot, the shotah ha'wil v'lo shchiti kulayhai, the shchot v'lishtachavot b'inyam zeh, since a person doesn't necessarily drop his coins every day of the week, and therefore if he sees you bowing down from a distance in front of the Avodah Zarah to pick up your money, or maybe to drink something out of the fountain, he might feel that you're bowing down to the idol. In our present case, where it's the normal courtesy to bow down to important people, Hashiv Shapir Einol Mireh, therefore you might be less restrictive, you might be more lenient in the case of bowing down to a person, even if that person might be carrying a cross, for example. Secondly, he says that it's conceivable that a cross need not automatically be a religious symbol. That is, if it's, it might be a national symbol, it might be a symbol of position. So therefore, it's not at all obvious that just the fact that you have the symbol of a cross, a Prussian cross, for example, indicates necessarily that this is associated with religion. The only reason that they are, the priests are carrying this particular symbol is not because it's part of their religion, but it's because of their national identification. You can imagine that the Red Cross, for example, the symbol doesn't necessarily carry with it a religious significance. It just means that you're a particular organization. The origin may have been religious some time back, but at the moment it may just be, doesn't the flag of Switzerland have?
Oh, yeah, lots of flags.
Lots of flags have crosses in them. So that therefore it's conceivable, he says, that a cross doesn't necessarily mean that one is dealing with a religious symbol. In other words, he would prefer that we avoid even giving the appearance of bowing down to a cross, even though he might be able to find some excuses here or there to allow the behavior. So it's a realistic shiva. On the one hand, in times of toleration, where the goyim are sensitive to the Jews' feelings, they will cover the cross and avoid any such antagonism. But on the other hand, it's conceivable that you might be in a situation where it's unavoidable, and he doesn't want to make life impossible for Jews under that circumstance. Best to avoid, but if you can't avoid it, do something. Close your eyes, get up before he comes into the room, whatever. But even if you can't do that, it might be permissible to bow down, especially if the cross doesn't carry with it a particularly religious significance.
Where else is Truman's invasion from?
Vienna. No. This is
an Iran, okay. Is there anything in the Muslim symbolism that might...
Well, the Muslim, according to the Rambam, is not about Azara altogether. Remember. Islam is, we read that shuvah of the Rambam last time, Islam is not a Buddha.
Right,
so their symbolism won't make it there. Now, I want to skip three pages and go to the shuvah of the Ma'arik. I know that Mr. Weinstein complained that we studied this shuvah once before, but we can study it again with some benefit, since we may not remember everything that's in the shuvah, and it's quite an important shuvah. As I mentioned many times, this particular tshuva is available in the Bar Ilan database. It is not available in the Warsaw edition of the She'elot u'Tshuvot HaMahabit. It is available, which was published in the 19th century, in 1880 or thereabouts. It is available in the Lemberg edition of the Tshuva of Marik, which was published in 1700 or something. So this particular Tshuva was censored out of the edition of the Maharik for reasons which become apparent as we read the Tshuva. Remember that there was a huge battle going on, not only between amongst Jews, but also within Russians themselves, as to the short coat versus the long coat, and whether you button the jacket from one side or from the other. In other words, do Jews have a special mode of dress? That's the problem that is to be addressed, discussed here by the Maharik.
So they have a
Maharik was in Italy. So before I read the Maharik, let me read to you the position of the Rambam on this. So the Rambam has called Avodas Kochavim Perek Yud Aleph. I didn't hand this out, so I'm just reading this to you. You have to believe me that I'm not making up words as I go along. Ein holchim b'chukot ha'obdei kochavim. The Torah says, b'chukotehem lo telecho. Ein holchim b'chukot ha'obdei kochavim. One should not be similar to the non-Jew. Lo b'malbush, lo b'seyar u'chiyotzeva. A Jew should not dress nor groom himself similarly to the non-Jew. Shne'emar lo telchu b'chukot ha'goyim. V'ne'emar b'chukotehem lo telecho. V'ne'emar ishamer lo A Jew should not be similar to a God. Ella yehiyeh Yisrael mudal mehem. A Jew should be separated from them, distinguished from them. V'yadua b'malbusho u'v'sha'ar ma'asav k'mosho mudal mehem b'mada'o b'deyotah. A Jew should have a distinctive dress and also other of his actions, just as he's supposed to have his distinctive religious opinion. The Ribbit says, "V'lo yibne mekamot kibinyan hechalot akum." Amar Abraham, "Eini yodei amahu ze." Din yomar shelo yaseh behem tzurot kama shein osim, or shelo yaseh behem chamanim siman lekabetz boet arabim kider shehim osim, etc. In what way must the synagogue be distinguished from a house of assembly or a church?
What's Morris?
That's a particular kind of haircut. It's in the Gemara. Okay. All right. So the Rambam seems to be pretty clear on this. I mean, it's very hard to interpret the Rambam as meaning anything other than a Jew should appear different from a guy. He should wear a black hat, beard, maybe pale, certainly, long jacket, black jacket, etc. That kind of dress over there with a sweater and no shirt, clean shaven, is, according to the Rambam, not permissible, and the Yarmulke may not save you. Maybe it's enough. Who knows?
Every picture of the Rambam is the Yarmulke, the Harold, the with a round sort of turban.
Right. My favorite picture of the Rambam was they have a very accurate statue. If you're in New York, right in front of the U.S. court, they have the Rambam on one side and Confucius on the other side.
Wall Street.
Right. It's near Broadway. It's on, right. You've seen that. Very accurate. They're both people.
The neighborhood, I mean, you know, it's right there at the juncture of the Lower East Side and Chinatown.
Right.
It makes perfect sense.
All right. No, I can just take that from the rock step. All right. All right. So now comes the famous Shavuot de Maariv. Can a Jewish doctor wear a gown? That is, they just slept around them.
No, but what is business? I mean, uniform.
Can a Jewish doctor wear a uniform which indicates that he has a medical degree? When it was in the old days,
like academic regalia.
Academic regalia. Can you wear academic gown? Which in the old days they used to wear all the time when they were performing.
So not just to keep warm, but to give some taste.
Not on the shelf. And you have to wear a special. That's functional. He's going to be here by something. You know, it's raining.
This is the notion. In other words, they would get a particular gown which indicates that they have received their degree and can practice medicine.
Because only it's related to the fact that universities have theological bases. So this is like priests.
Well, I don't know.
Like Columbia.
Right.
No.
Not the only one you could think of.
All right, after the, let's go, so does everyone have the Shavuot de Maariv in front of them? It's a few, yeah, Sarei Alafim starts. Right? The first few lines is to which he sort of complains that he's too busy, but then he gets down to the fourth. Alvar HaKafe, I guess that's the cake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the top. Okay. So they used to wear a gown. Asher katafta vehi arucha ad la'aretz ha'olechet panim v'yakol v'tucha min ha'tzadim v'amnam v'tukenet tikun hagun liyot v'tucha mitzitzit. They managed to doctor this particular gown in such a way that it didn't have four corners and therefore did not require tzitzit. ואם אמרו עליה קצת אנשים לתלדיכם, ואמרם, היות בזה, משום ובחוקותיהם לא תנאים. Perhaps this should not be permitted because of the principle of ובחוקותיהם לא תנאים. לעניית דעתי נראה, זה דבר פשוט ולא לאסור משום חוק. One should prohibit the wearing of something because of the word chok, only from one out of two reasons. If there's a custom which doesn't seem to have any obvious reason, חוקים אלו גזירות המלך שאין להם טעם, והרמב"ן כתב, החוקים אלו גזירות המלך אשר יחוק מלכותו בלי שיגלה תועלת להם עד כאן לשונו. The Rambam and Rashi have the slightest agreement as to whether the word chok implies that there's no reason at all, or that the reason is only known to God. But that's a technical point. But in any event, the word chok means something mysterious going to God. הרי שהושבו שניהם ללשון chok, Mashma davar asher ta'amo ne'elam. The word chok implies something whose reason, whose source, whose meaning is hidden. Ela shavashi tapas bol shono ke'ilu ein bo dam klal, lo nistar lo nigle. Rashi interprets it to mean that it's an arbitrary fiat with no reason whatsoever. Rahman tapas alam v'kach v'amash v'yesh ta'am, that there is some reason, ela she'ein nigle. It's a mystery. It's a hidden reason. Who you say is that who she is killed to Torah shall not let for to pay him. That same reason, the Torah prohibits us from following the chukim of the goyim. The kevan shehu oseh davar mishuneh, since he's engaged in some strange activity, asher ein bo ta'am nigleh, ela shehem nohagim kein, oz nireh vaday kinim shach achreihem umodelah. Since you're following an obscure practice, the only interpretation can mean that you are following the custom of the Goyim because you have no reason to do it otherwise. Otherwise, why should you be doing these strange things? He lists all kinds of things that were in Masechet. Says in Masechet Shabbat, you have a whole listing of the various superstitious acts. V'shamayanti matosefta v'shabbat alotim v'shabbat kelechad sheloi haya nichush odavar teima. Every single one of these things that was listed in the Tosefta on Masechet Shabbat was either a form of necromancy or you know, predicting the future or something like that, or some kind of a weird practice, a shelo yodua tama, keotam shemidiyat amud v'salkei kamen. V'ma isha yotzeh, kagom gad gedi v'sinu klo. Make an appeal to my star, to my luck, so that and I will not be tired, right? Or saying mazel tov or things like that. Va'omer la'orev tzarach v'ken shachtur etanagol shekara arvid v'chuli. Yoter mehema kiflayim, dozens of such things. V'kulam uchiyotze v'hem she'en v'hem lo tam v'lo svar yadua. All of them are either some form of augury or davar teima. וזה שכתוב בסמד ששנה בתוספת חוקותיהם ודרכי המאורי, חוקותיהם הם דברי התמונים ודרכי המאורי הם הנקושים. איתם כי בכולם שנה שם הרייזה מדרכי המאורי, the phrase דרכי המאורי is used to refer to all of them, על פירוש לנו הסמד ששני דרכי המאורי הם. That the two types of דרכי המאורי, אחד משם ניחוש, one which is a form of augury, predicting the future, etc., etc., the various modern versions of it, and there are others which are simply strange of idolatrous practices. So that's one source of not following the practice of the Goyim. That it smacks of idolatry or of necromancy, augury, and luck. The inyan hasheni yesh le'esor mishum chukot goyim in this kavanah de'atati. Who had a var shayech po nidnud kritzut geder hatsniyut vahanava? Something which is a violation of the laws of modesty in both senses, whether it's sexual modesty and personal modesty. Yinhagu bo hagoyim gam ze asur. Ve'im hayukhata batana de braita de sikri de tani shalok tolna ahoril biyotzin ba'argaman ahani yotzei ba'argaman. Since the goyim wear the purple, I will also wear the purple. Ho'il v'yotzin v'klusim. In my version of the Sefer, it says v'klusim. I don't know what it means. Avani v'shedvarim ha'elu divrei shachatz v'ga'ava. All of these are forms of pride. V'lo v'ele chelik yakol elu divrei yisrael v'dakom liyotznuim v'anavim yoshu aretz. They should be modest. Both sexually modest, modest in dress, and also modest in the other meaning of the word, and to inherit the earth, meek will inherit the earth. Velo lefanot el rahavim, not to turn to be to exalted fashion.
Well, what if they could have reversed it? If you were wearing purple and then other people took it on?
Well, that's
would he have to drop it?
That's an interesting question which is discussed at length. But the point that the Ma'arik is making is simply that there can be two things which prevent you from dressing like a guy. One is, or acting like a guy in any way. One has to do with a source of idolatry or fortune-telling or superstition. That's one aspect. And the other aspect has to do with modesty. You shouldn't try to be the most outstandingly best-dressed get on the 10 most best dressed list or wear the sexiest outfit. In other words, if you're doing something because that you want to stand out sexually or stand out by means of your dress, immodest in either the sexual or the moral sense, that is also possibly prohibited because of the source of kukotami. Okay? Ba'akam zot nireh, and he said, to partially answer your question, dahainu davke kishir osek daily damot aleha, when he's doing it in order to mimic the goyim. V'lo l'to elet yadur, yidua, but not when there's a definite purpose. V'le mashmah ha'lashon v'ke mashmah lo tomah ho'il v'heim yotzim v'kului, since they go out this way so will I. V'lo ka'amah stam sh'lo yetzei ba'agaman o v'kusam k'mo she'heim yotzim. Ela v'adai, But Kol Shekani writes, the Levishat HaKafa, in the case of a cape, She'ein Isur Badava, there is no prohibition. U'pshita lo dami liotan hashnuyim b'tosefta, where the wearing of a medical cape is not at all similar to those things that were listed in the Tosefta. She'arei ta'am Levishata yadua, the reason for wearing the academic gown is well known. It's an indication of their having reached a certain degree in that particular science. And the reason that someone is going to wear this gown is for the specific benefits that it brings. Either because he will get the honor due him as an academic, or because he has a profit motive. So if someone has a headache, he will come there. In such a situation, there's no reason to prohibit the wearing of such a gown. He's not doing this in order to appear like a guy, but he is simply doing this to indicate his scholastic achievement. So that's item number one. For that reason alone, there should be no prohibition against the wearing of
any
uniform which indicate has a purpose. Practical purpose, reasonable practical purpose is okay. Ukudola mizu amu b'shuli kaitan na yisha, v'chein b'chulin b'shay kaitan b'hem al-kashe, d'chol davar, sh'yesh bo mishum ufuwa, en go mishum darkei hem orim, v'yach al gav, sh'er yilu bo hem orim, t'men utzach lomad, d'a en go mishum darkei hem orim, v'chein sh'anidu b'tasef, d'amir al tisot b'ninu, v'chein tisak v'ten, yesh bo mishum darkei hem orim, v'ne kavod mutak. Even if the certain practices had their origins in superstition, like the saying of God bless you when someone sneezes, which is after all because they used to believe that once the breath left you, that was a possibility of indication of death or something, or that there was some danger to you by sneezing. Nevertheless, once it's become a custom which people simply say as a matter of good fellowship, it may no longer have the status of Dalgehemo. Since you're only doing this out of politeness or out of respect, mutar. Kol shekein hacha, so that's his first thing. Now he goes further. Ordinarily, daiti lahavi ra'ya lahatir. Mitani of a writer, or maita or a parrot, has a selva. So it got me beged shel kla'im. Asuo lahavriach bo et ames. If someone attempts to put on garment which is clearly kla'im, so therefore a guy who sees someone wearing this garment will presume that he's not Jewish. You're not allowed to wear the garment for that reason in order to avoid having to pay due. Apparently there was some special duty that was imposed on Jews. And if you wanted to avoid the duty, you had to give the appearance of a non-Jew, so what you would wear is a beged which the guy would know for sure, would have clearly some mixture of linen and wool, and therefore would know that someone who wears that is not Jewish. You're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Akiva omer mutar lahavriach et ames. V'ra'iti v'agat smach echad v'yesh mefarashim deman d'shari lahavriach bo d'hainu laharok bo she'eno yehudi. To show that he is not Jewish. V'gon v'meches she'eno mutar elo yehudi. This is talking about a toll which was only imposed on the Jews. And there were many of those in the Middle Ages. I mean, if you go into any of the big cities in Switzerland, you see what the toll is for a Jew to come into town and so on. Still engraved onto the city gates. V'alzeh nechlak hacholek v'amar v'chi haigatna asur midi v'havi ha-shinui arketa demasana v'shili perken sarem over. That to change your dress deliberately to make it appear that you're not Jewish is prohibited. And the divrei hamatir nilmot kal vachomer lenidah. But from the person that says that you are allowed to wear a regular kelayim under the circumstances, sha'anu omdim aleh, to the question that we're dealing with, the hashta afilu v'makom sh'ne'er k'kofer chas v'shalom d'l'gushov gadim ha'asurim v'yisrael bar Torah. Person would seem to be a rebel because he's wearing something which is prohibited from the Torah, namely kelayim. Afilu haki mutar heichasha einu mitkaven lelovsho. His intent is not just simply to wear this. The ein bam yishum yisur kelayim. Yachal gav lelavish pekadim asurim yisrael. Mikom akom b'makom ahev seid mamon lo gazu kegom laharviach bo et hanechas. V'yachal gav de pshita v'lomayu v'makom sakana klal. V'reparach elav amar v'shmuel אפילו הכי מותר משום רווח ממון ולמאן ביאמר דבר שאינו מתכוון מותר כדי תכן כושר וכן לשן הוכה. Here, certainly in this case, where the actual act of wearing this particular garment has no independent prohibition. שיש להכיר לפי שעת הכפה במקום רווח ממון, שהרי אין בה משום חשש איסור ולא דיארייתא ולא דרבה. Okay, let's... Next. ולא שייך למימר דנר כופר חשפה שלום ושייך אתם לגבי קוואי. ופשיטה דעל כן לא כמפלוגי תנא כמה ורבי קיבה אלא דמר עשו משהו יישום קוואים עצמו. ומר שורי, the first רבי עקיבא, who says that it is permissible to wear a beged of קוואים to escape the toll, כסר הדבר שאינו מתכוון מותר. אבל אי לא הבי ומשום יישום קוואים עצמו, if the garment itself would not have been prohibited, אף על גב דהבי, Shayach Marat Ayin Dinair Kokopeh Has the Shalom, Afilo Haki Sharikid Mashmash of Hedge, the Kiyama Vishlamal and Klein, Bahakti, the Masavad of Ashen Omit Kabin Asur, Umasavad of Ashen Kabakan Mashmadlo, Asal, the Lo Asur, Elamishi Shuntam the Isu Klein. The Lomitam Marat Ayin, the Zephashut Lamegin. Okay. וגם פשיטה ויש לו מלא אל קדמו כמות לגי אלה כדפי שסתאר ובחה גם לשאין בו משום נדבר איסור כלל אף אגב בו הוגו לו בה היהודים ולשאו פשיטה זה מאוד יקולי אלמו לפי דעת המפרשים דהי להבריח בו את המחס פיינו להרבות לו שאינו יהודי ואפילו למען דפלג אלי מפרש תהבי להבריח בו את המחס פיינו משום שאין תורי מחס משום בגלים שאדם הלבש בהם אבל להרוג לו שאינו יהודי אסור פשיטה ופשיטה עד כאן לא כעשר אלא חתם דווקא שלרושו מוכיח עליו שאינו יהודי. Even if you try to say that the prohibition is because he's appearing like a non-Jew, there is where the person is deliberately trying to portray himself as a non-Jew.
וגם במתכוון הוא בכך שלא יפעילו שהוא יהודי. פתחון יהודי יש במות אלוהים פרקים סמריה, ואפילו שינוי אקדם מסנה אסור. In other words, if you're deliberately trying to hide your Jewish identity, that's one thing. אבל בחהי גב נפשיטה דשארי לחוי אלמה, שהרי אין הלבוש הזה אסור ליהודים כלל. Because after all, the wearing of an academic gown is not independently prohibited to a Jew. ותדע לכנו, ואם תמצא לא תמה אחי, יקשה לך סוף סוף איך שאינו מתכוון מותר מכאן אותו נמצא משום הלבושי הגוי, שהרי אין לך לבוש הגויים מגדולה מזו. If there would be such a prohibition, then why bring in the Yisur of Kalayim altogether? מאחר שאותו לבוש אסור לישראל מצד עצמו, אלא ודאי שאין מתכוון לאיסור אלא להרוויח ברון, והדבר מוכח כן גורש. שווי אותו מקום ענק הספותה הוא, ולא גזו עליו משום הלבושי הגוי, כל שווין וכל שכן וכהי גם מתלפיש. So that's item number two. Item number three. Ba'od nira lahavira ayala hakir mimasha matzati katuva agot hagdolot shilo asmakvi, etc. Ba'omed ahadi amu afilo akata de masana asur. Ad hainu dafke kishagoyim omun lo aseikach pekach lachalel hashem. Oz hu asur. To change your shoelaces would be prohibited if they're doing this deliberately lachilul hashem. אפילו בשינוי אקדח, או כדי שלא יהיה ניכר שהוא יהודי, כגון ללבוש בגדי נחרי של קרים ראיה, או להתנהג בדבר שלא יהיה ניכר, מותר, או כדי להעביר את המאחס, כך כי אם הלא יבש אדם קליים כדי להעביר את המאחס, אבל דבר אחר מותר עד כמה שנה הגאות בספר ישן. הרי לך בהגיה דמותר ללבוש בגדי נחרי, אפילו במכוון שלא יהיה ניכר. That a person is allowed to wear non-Jewish clothes even if he's attempting to pass as a non-Jew. Kol shekein v'kol shekein ho'chokid ekvishis. V'yachol gav v'yigat apligi shem v'hagav v'oseh beget shekoyim raya v'laz v'zeh l'shamer sh'sha'altam v'v'tan v'chash beget raya v'laz sh'lo yakiru v'yehudi v'drachim nireh v'drachim nireh da'asur mehidu karek ben tzorah nireh v'kol mekom devav ha'shutu v'levishat ha'kapa, the wearing of the academic gown, מודו כולי על מוקד הפריש ישראל. והלו שייך פה כלל להיד בסוף פרק בנסוריה מורק את הפריש ישראל. ואינו לא עשו אלו משום דמי לוהו לפרק בנסוריה. Next. עוד נראה להניעת דעתי להביא ראייה להתיר מלשון רשי בפרק בנסוריה מורק, שהרי תראו שם דעתי אפילו לשינוי יקד את המסן האסור, וזה לשונו, אם דרך הגויים לקשור דרך כך ודרך ישראל לקשור בדרך אחר, בגלל שיש צד יהדות בדבר. That there's some type of Jewish identity tied up with this. The derech Yisrael yotzmiim afilu shinui ze she'en kan mitzvah el shinui min hagav alma yekadesh et Hashem yitaleh b'nei Yisrael chaveo. Mashma, da afilu nihagu Yisrael malvush echad b'goyim o mashacher, ein malvush Yisraeli more al hayahadut o al atzmiut. Even if there is a distinction in dress between a Jew and a non-Jew, as long as it doesn't have something to do with Judaism or modesty, you tell me, Otosha Goyim, no, you know, Ein Shum Yisul Yisrael Uroch Bavush Vanahu Bena Goyim. Miachar Shehu Bederach Kshevut Utsniyot Kedotosha Yisrael. The E Amrit Apilu Chahagav Na Asru, Kevon Shalom Na Haguba Yisrael, and came out of the Feu Shalomar, the Dafka Kedon Shiesh Lo Tzad Yehadut Kedavah. Neymar Dafilu Ein Tzahad Bezeh, מבזה, מכל מקום אסור בפרסי וקדש את השם מישראל חברו, כיוון שהוא אסור משום חוקותיהם לא תלך. אלא ודאי פשיטה דאין איסור בלבישת רבוש אשר הם מגיעים בו, ואפילו אין ישראל מגיעים בו. Even if in fact Jews don't normally wear that kind of a dress, if you want to wear a dashiki or something like that, that may not be normal Jewish dress, but since there's no lack of tzniut involved in doing it, there's nothing wrong with it. כיוון שלא נמנעו בשתם בשביל צה, יהודות בפי צניות, ויש רשי. ואם יוחבר אומר הלא כתב רב אלפס בפרק בן סורר, אז אפילו אקת הדבסנה אסור, פירוש הגויים שביתו הזמן היו עושים מצוות עם מנעליהם אדומות, ושל ישראל עשו שלהם שחרות כדי שביובו שלו שתפיע כאן לשנה. במשמע, מתוך דבריו ויש להקפיד בלבישת נחרי, נראה לנתיד וחריש הגויים היו שעושים אדומים, he's now really stretching the point here, that the non-Jews used to wear the red shoelaces,
היריש חורות, ודווקא בחהי גבלות יש להקביד שאין דרך הצנועים להיות אדום ללושה. Wearing red or pink sweater is a lack of הצניעות. בצבע השחור הוא דרך הצניעות וההכנעה. כי לימין מישהי עצור מתגבר עליו ילבש שחורים ויתכסה שחורים כולו. משום כך היו נוהגים משחורים שלא היו לשום לובש מפריד. דהיינו צבע אדום כי תואב עם ישראל. So he's really stretching the point here. There's nothing wrong with a red sweater. I'm just teasing you a little bit. Right.
Is that a legal definition?
Modesty.
Yeah.
Red is immodest. Something that attracts attention is modesty. Wearing a motive dress which will call attention to yourself. Wearing it, if my tie were a much brighter red and would attract attention to me, someone walking down the street would say, hey, who's that guy with the fancy tie? Well, then that's a lack of modesty.
There tomorrow with somebody there to stay and hold their dress on, but I think she was doing it so long. And you found out if she wasn't Jewish.
I don't remember. ועוד היום מסורת ידינו להפיל אישת אדון לבני המאים. אבל אם היו הקלטים עושים את צוותיהם שחורות, לא היו ישראל משנים מהם. Let's skip down a few times. Because he's arguing the point that black and red has some significance as far as modesty is concerned. Okay, I don't want to...
I've never seen a lawyer wear red. They always wear black. I'm not sure. I'm caught. Oh, yeah, it's fine.